Welcome to the We Like to Say We're Experts podcast, where we go over noteworthy news, pop culture, and everything in between. And now, your hosts, Evan and Nicole.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to our latest episode. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Evan.
And Evan, what are we discussing today?
We're going to be discussing the Hobbit trilogy. Note how we're doing this as one episode instead of three. Unlike the movies.
Yeah, it's definitely one thing I noticed. I felt like, especially because we watched the extended versions, it felt like a lot was just filler.
There's a lot of padding. You can kind of tell, like, the scenes, that everything in all three movies looked really nice.
Yeah.
But it was very much extra. And we're going to get into that.
Yeah.
Because there's a fair few things they added apart from the books.
But first, we will discuss a couple of news stories. So the first one I have takes place in Florida. Why do I feel like that's where most news stories end up filtering from?
Classic Florida man.
Well, this one's actually a Florida woman. So I guess she was on the way to the hospital because she was in labor. She was the passenger. Her husband was driving the car. And she, on the way, was like, listen, I gotta vote. I guess there was, like, I'm assuming there's early voting because it said this story took place on October 29th. So she stopped at a polling place in Orange County. So I guess the man went outside and was like, my wife's in labor. She wants to cast her vote. How do we do this? So I guess initially they took a mail-in ballot and the woman was like, no, I want to fill this out now. So just looking at the article, I guess she did end up getting to vote in person, but she was just so adamant. And I guess it says in this article that election officials plan to send her a onesie reading Future Voter.
That's cute. Yeah. I like this story. I know if I was a woman and pregnant, I would probably not have done the same, but good for her.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be able to plan to, like, mail in my vote ahead of time or do something like that. I definitely think if I was in labor, I would be like, get this baby out.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like on the way to the hospital and be like, hold up, gotta vote. Voting is important.
But maybe.
Extremely so.
Just maybe when we get the results for Florida, we will see it was down to one vote and it was that woman. If she didn't cast her vote, it was what made the difference.
Baby saved the day.
Yeah, baby saved the day. All right, so from Florida to the north, or New Hampshire, the second story is about a woman who allegedly posed as a prosecutor and then falsified records related to, like, her records, I guess. So to go into this a little bit, this woman's name is Lisa, and it says she used the state's electronic system to drop the charges against her and then submitted fake documents in three separate criminal cases last year. I guess this is what she was doing to try to avoid jail time, but she did actually get caught. And now on top of, like, her actual charges, she faces one charge of false personation and six counts of falsifying physical evidence on top of the drug possession and stalking charges.
Classic Lisa. I gotta hand it to her. This is pretty clever, though. Like, if you're gonna, you're like 99%, there's no way you're gonna get out of it. You don't want to, like, try for a plea deal. Like, shot in the dark. I say it was worth it. I mean, worth a try, I guess. Probably not worth it for all those numerous extra, you know, charges. But something. It was an effort. The fact that one of her initial charges was for stalking does not surprise me at all.
Yeah, it makes her seem a little cray.
Yeah, just a little bit. You know what has to be a lot for...
I could... Okay, like this is going to sound stupid. I could see, like, if someone was falsely accusing me of, like, murder, and I was like, it's going to go down, let me try to do something. But for, like, these charges that don't seem like they're major, like... major criminal felonies.
I mean, drug possession is probably a few years.
Yeah, but
stalking, I don't know.
It doesn't seem worth it to get extra charges.
I don't know why I'm harping on this whole stalking thing, but I feel like you need to have a very specific, not good mindset to be a stalker. Obvi, I hope there aren't numerous ones out there. Or yeah. More, you know, more than I'd expect. But, like, that sort of compulsion, like, I can totally see where that would lead to, you know, trying to impersonate someone else. Because when you're a stalker, you're essentially just trying to, like, do a similar type thing, you know? You're trying to, like, find out where people are, and you're trying to, like, follow people, and, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm not describing this very well, but I feel like there's a lot of parallels between trying to be a prosecutor, or impersonating. So not trying to be, she was not, she was impersonating one.
I guess if you're crazy enough to stalk, it doesn't take that much of a stretch to think you're crazy enough to commit this crime.
Right, it's like...
It's not like, that's how I look at it. Like, it's not that much of a stretch.
It's not a big jump. If you went from, like, car thief to murderer, that's a big, a bit more of a jump. If you do something like this, it's like, all right, she was already trying to find the finer details of people's lives, and you need to know the finer detail of, like, what a prosecutor is in order to impersonate them.
Yeah. Well, good luck to Lisa. We wish you something.
We like to say we're experts. Does not endorse stalking, drug charges, impersonating prosecutors, or any other such tomfoolery. I'm gonna throw that out there before we get slapped with a big old lawsuit.
But on that note, we're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we're gonna discuss the Hobbit trilogy.
Yeah! See you in a minute! Once upon a time, a hobbit went into Mordor, but long before that, a hobbit went somewhere else. This is the story of the Hobbit. So the Hobbit was a single book, which originally was going to be one movie, and then it was going to be two movies. And Peter Jackson said, no, 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 I like money. We're going to make three movies. So the first Hobbit movie is Unexpected Journey.
It is.
Second Hobbit movie is Desolation of Smaug.
That is correct.
I take umbrage with that name. And the third one is Battle of the Five Armies.
Got it right.
And it's like a fun little adventure. I'm sure a lot of our listeners have probably read the books. I actually read this book. Tried to read the regular Lord of the Rings books. Could not get through them. Hobbit was fun. Short. Than three books, and like I like the way the story was told a little bit more.
Yeah, because I remember, I think I mentioned this when we reviewed the first Lord of the Rings, my introduction to this whole world was being in The Hobbit, the play, and these plays that I did with like the theater group I was in were like 2 hours with a 15-minute intermission. So if that play was 2 hours, there was no need for three movies, extended editions, 9 hours total.
Yeah, like, and the movies are fun.
Yeah, I'm not hating.
Like watching all of them, forgot how they ended. Forgot some big parts too, but yeah, like the first one's essentially, like you even said this when we were watching them, the three movies are sort of like running parallel with the three Lord of the Rings movies, where, you know, Fellowship and Unexpected Journey just spend most of the movie just setting everything up.
Right.
So, like, Unexpected Journey, we meet all 13 of the dwarves.
We do. Do you remember their names?
Here
we go.
Bomber, yep. Bilfer, Bofer.
Yep.
Feely, Keely.
Yep.
Thorin.
Yep.
I was doing so good, but I'm not even halfway done.
It's okay. You want me to tell you?
No. Gloin.
I don't see that.
Gloin's on there. Gloin was in the movie.
Okay, he's not on this list.
He's in the movie, though.
But he's not one of those dwarves.
Gloin? Yeah, he was. Okay. He was one of the 13. Is this the movie list or the book list? I think...
No, this is the movie list. Uh-huh. Okay, can I tell you who they have? So they have Thorin, and then it says his company of 12 dwarves. Okay. Balin, Dwalin, Feely, Keely, Dori, Nori, Ori, Oin, O-I-N, maybe that's who Oin. You were thinking of. Gloin.
Gloin!
Oh, yeah, it is there. Bilfer, Bofer, and Bomber.
Yeah.
Sorry, the way they, like, spelled it has a bunch of those little, like, things on the Oin part of it. I just, my eyes didn't focus on it. You were right. Okay, so you got, like,
75% there.
No, I got 6 of them. I got under half.
Okay, you should have just taken my percentage.
I was giving you more.
Yeah. I was giving it to you. But okay, so we got the 13 dwarves. We got Bilbo. We got Gandalf. What are they going to do? What's the adventure they're going on?
We're going to go kill a dragon.
But what dragon? Why this dragon?
We're going to go kill Smaug because he killed all the dwarfs.
The dwarfs?
All the dwarfs.
The dwarfs?
It's a faster way of saying dwarfs.
Okay.
Dwarfs. Yeah, they... whole premise of this movie is a little weird. And I said, well, okay, it's not necessarily to kill the dragon. They got to go get this thing in the mountain called the Arkenstone. A little bit of backstory. Dwarfs are, like, really cool. And we all know they live underground. And they always live in, like, mountains and stuff. Great. So this one dwarf king, Thror...
Yeah, I think it was like Thorin.
Thorin, son of Thrain, son of Thror.
I believe that is correct.
So Thror is Thorin's grandfather. He found this thing called the Arkenstone, which is like a magic stone, sort of, kind of, maybe. That's not really made clear, but whatever dwarf king holds it is like the leader of the dwarves.
Yeah.
Effectively, like all of them. Great. So... Thror found this really cool Arkenstone, and he had, like, so much gold. He'd never, ever need gold again. There's, like, a mountain full of gold. And this attracted a dragon called Smaug. Because if there's one thing I know about dragons, it's that they love gold. They hoard it.
That's what I've learned.
They hoard it. They need it. They absolutely seek it out. And must protect it. You can't take any of it. So... one single dragon killed all of the humans in the city next to the mountain and killed almost all of the dwarves. Well, a lot of the dwarves. Maybe not almost all of them, but a lot of them. And the dwarves were homeless. Then they went to a place we know from original Lord of the Rings, Moria.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of orcs living there, I guess.
There is.
And then the orcs and the dwarves fight, and then there's only 13 dwarves left, and all the other dwarves died.
Very sad.
Like, I have... some problems with this idea that 13 dwarves are gonna somehow go into the mountain and do all this stuff when they didn't or couldn't with more dwarves that then died at Moria.
Magic. That's all you need to
know. But.
Yep, magic.
Magic? Just magic?
Yep. A little bit of luck.
And a little bit.
Probably a lot of luck.
A little bit of Hobbit.
Yeah.
A lot of Hobbit.
Yeah. So speaking of the Hobbit in this movie, Bilbo, he meets a character that we met in Lord of the Rings, and he finds...
a ring?
He does.
I thought there was more Gollum in this. So, maybe in the book.
Yes, I thought that he was going to be in more, too, but he's just in this one. But he loses the ring.
And he freaks out.
He goes nuts, and Bilbo... is able to use it to rescue the dwarves from, I don't know.
Azog? The Defiler?
Yeah, I was trying to remember who they were with at this point in the 9-hour
adventure. The 15-year movie?
Yeah.
Well, so he gets the ring under Goblin Town, which is like a fun, weird side adventure. Which essentially has this goblin king going, ha, I'm gonna kill ya! And then he, like, sings a song, and then he's like, ha, I'm still gonna kill ya! It's very weird. It's, like, oddly fantastical.
I totally forgot about this until you mentioned
it. He sings, like, 3 songs. It's like a Disney movie, which is really funny. But he's effectively just trying to kill all the dwarves. While Bilbo's, like, down in the bowels of this cave system, and, finds Gollum, has a really fun, like, riddle fight with Gollum.
Yeah.
He then cheats and runs away with the ring, which is super fun.
I agree.
If you ever want to win a guessing game with someone, and, you know, you, like, do really clever stuff, like, what has, you know, 4 legs in the morning, 2 in the evening, and 3 at night, and, like, that's a person, because you're crawling... you're standing on 2 legs, and I'm with a cane.
Oh, I get it.
Just ask him, what's in my pocket?
Being sneaky. Also during this goblin scene, the big great goblin reveals to the dwarves that, remember Azog, that orc you thought you killed, Thorin? Nope, he's still alive, and he's coming to get you.
That was another thing. So that happened in Moria. Azog, like, let all these orcs in Moria that, like, killed everybody, and then they, like... locked up Azog, maybe? It wasn't very made clear. They're like, yep, we got rid of him, but he's not dead, but he's not coming back.
Yeah, he also had, like, one arm that was, like, a big metal hook thingy.
Yeah, his arm actually changed throughout the movies, which was cool. In the beginning, it was, like, a pitchfork.
Yeah.
And then and by the end of the third movie, it was, like, a blade.
I was gonna say, he was, like, blade man.
Yeah, it was, like, cool, except for... It was like a hooked blade, which made absolutely no sense.
Yeah. And at the end of the first movie, we finally see that we're getting close to the mountain. And you see, not the Eye of the Tiger, but the Eye of the Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
It, like, opens up and, like, blinks. And that's how the first one ends.
Yeah, I like that ending, which made me think the second movie was going to be a lot different than what actually happened.
I liked the second one.
I like the second, but okay, what's the name of the second movie?
Desolation of Smog.
What do you expect you're going to see a lot of?
Smog destroying things.
Desolation by Smog.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What do you actually see?
It was mostly, if I remember correctly, it was like some Legolas, some redheaded elf. They were with the elves. Then they met the bard, and then a little baby bit of Smog at the end.
Yeah, it was like... elves for, like, 40% of the movie.
Speaking of elves, I just have to interrupt you for a second. Legolas is in this movie, and the third one, the Battle of the Five Armies, which makes absolutely no sense because he's not in the book, but what doesn't make sense to me is, so he's in these movies, but it doesn't make sense because then in Lord of the Rings, when he met Frodo... Baggins, he would have been like, oh, I knew your uncle, Bilbo. That wasn't in Lord of the Rings, so now he's here. Suddenly he just forgets, like, this huge thing that happened in his life with Bilbo.
Wasn't important. Didn't need to bring it up.
It's just very weird. Also, I feel like he is just really flat in this movie. Like, there's no point.
No, they're just like, Orlando Bloom, would you like a paycheck?
Yeah. And there's no point for Toriel, the redheaded.
No, there was a very important point.
What was it?
The love story.
Okay. So in the second movie, she meets Keeley, the elf, when he's locked up, and they're all, like, goo-goo eyes at each other, and then all the dwarves escape, and Thoriel sees that they're being attacked by dwarves, so she has to go protect Keeley.
Attacked by orcs, you mean?
Yes. Sorry. I'm trying to keep all the magical characters straight in my head.
There's a fair few.
So she has to go protect them, and she, like, protects Keeley. And then at the end, Keeley's, like, dying, and she's, like, there, and she's, like, talking to Thondril, the king.
Thranduil.
Yeah.
Thranduil.
The king elf. And she's like, Thranduil. Is this what love feels like? Is this what heartbreak feels like? It's like, you literally knew him for, like, 2 days.
It was, like, the most forced love story. Yeah. It's like, oh, he's pretty tall for a dwarf. And then... she, like, spends time with him for no reason. She has, like, 3 interactions with him.
Yeah, and they're very brief.
It's, like...
very brief.
It's, like, when they first meet in the cell.
Doesn't she also, like, help save his life when he's hurt, too?
Yep, that's, like, the second one. Yeah. So, at the end of the second movie in Lake Town, he was hit in the leg by a Morgul arrow, which is poison, but not... Morgul arrows do not hurt as much as Morgul blades, which was, like, killing Frodo almost instantly. That I also didn't really get. But, anywho, she helps him from that at the end of the second movie. And then in the third movie, she, like, sees him while he's fighting and stuff. And then he dies. And, like, that's it. Like, that's honestly it. There's maybe, like, 10 minutes is generous. Like, 5 minutes of, like, screen time between the both of them. I didn't like it. I thought I was dumb. I think it's just to get, like, I don't know, people that are interested in love stories to watch the movie.
It was just a waste.
It was a huge time. Waste. You know what else was a waste? What? Smog wasn't really in this movie. Let me get on that. Okay. You seen the Godzilla movie from, like, 2014?
Yes.
That had Bryan Cranston in the commercial?
When he was in there for, like, 5 minutes.
He was in there for 5 minutes and died in the beginning, and Godzilla was in there for, like, 8 minutes for the whole movie, and that's how I felt about Smog. Smog has, like, this really fun sort of conversation with Bilbo when they finally, okay, oh, spoiler alert, they get to the mountain because it's, you know, an adventure. So they get to the mountain, they get there right when they need to open the secret passage so Smog doesn't instantly kill them, and they go in, and by they, I mean only Bilbo because he's the burglar in this little adventure. And Smog's like having fun. He's like, I have been sleeping for 60 years. I'm gonna like ask why you don't smell like a dwarf. Why are you trying to steal from me? He knew that he had the one ring on him, which was like really cool. I like that a lot because he calls it precious. He's like, you have,
he knew
you have, you know, this gold on you that's precious, which was like super sick. And then it's just like a bunch of dumb hijinks. It's Bilbo finds and picks up the Arkenstone and, you know, like hides it away on him because sort of alluded that the Arkenstone and all of the gold in the mountain will make the dwarf king go crazy.
Yeah.
That's a spoiler for the third movie because he does. But then it's just Smaug sort of like running around in the Lonely Mountain chasing after, you know, Scooby and the gang.
Scooby Dooby Doo. Where are you?
Like, there are multiple times where everyone should have just died because it's a dragon that breathes fire.
And then the dragon, like, escapes and you see him destroying that town.
Oh, stupid lake town.
And then Bilbo's like, what did we do? And then it ends for the third movie.
I thought that was really funny. Because, yeah, they spend all this time, they're like, okay, their whole plan, all, like, the dwarves' plans and Bilbo's plan in order to, like, okay, all right, Smaug is a dragon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dragons breathe fire.
That is correct.
Hurts a lot. Will kill you. Has roasted many dwarves. How are they going to stop him while in the Lonely Mountain? They're going to heat up a bunch of gold to dump it on. Because clearly, a dragon... All right. Follow my logic, everybody that's listening. A dragon that can breathe fire, that is very hot, will definitely be hurt by something that is very hot. Oh, got him. You got him.
He's definitely not going to melt it.
He's definitely
because
not.
Because he's not also hot.
Right, he's not going to fly up in the air and twirl it off because he's like 8 billion feet long.
Oops.
That's what he does. That was a really cool
scene.
Yeah,
I did like that.
They cover him in gold and he's like, fuck this shit, I'm out. He leaves, twirls it off, and then just goes to destroy Lake Town.
Yeah.
Which, like, destroy Lake Town, he does.
Yeah. And then we have the third movie where Smog's in it again, just for the beginning, and then he dead.
This is my problem. Smog, Desolation of Smog. The second movie that where you know that's the title card. He doesn't really desolate anything. He like
he
breathes fire at people like and not in a good way. He doesn't kill anyone. Kills nothing. Does nothing.
Yeah.
His biggest desolation is him leaving the mountain. Second movie, he actually burns the hell out of Lake Town.
He pulls a, like, Danny on the back of a dragon Game of Thrones scene.
Yeah, he did it before it was cool.
Very true.
I thought that whole scene was really cool. And then you have, like, the Master, who we didn't mention, but he's kind
of,
like,
the
you don't
king
really
of Lake
need
Town.
To. He's, I'm going to put air quotes around king. Lake Town is what we call a shithole, right?
He's a jerk and he dead.
He's a jerk and
Not
he's dead.
Rip.
No, yeah, no rips. He gets actually crushed by Smog's body.
Yeah.
But here's another thing.
Okay.
I'm gonna take a lot of umbrage today.
Okay. Because
you know me, I like the bad guys. I think they're cool. They got style. Especially, like, Smog had a lot of style. He's like a bajillion feet tall, breathes fire, like impenetrable scales, and he talks a good talk. Like, he's really fun to listen to.
Yeah.
And then
played by Benedict Cumberbatch.
Right, and he's like, he seems like, as a dragon, like a really cool character. And then he's killed by Joe Schmo shooting an arrow over his son's shoulder.
But it's like
guess.
A particular arrow, doesn't this mean something?
So this is my problem.
And it has to hit like a certain spot.
Exactly. It is so, I know this is a fantasy movie from a fantasy
Magic.
Book and a fantasy series, but it is so fantastical that Smog was sort of hit by one of the black arrows. Black arrows are like special dwarven-made arrows that can pierce the hide and armor of a dragon and kill it, right? And 60 years ago when Smog first came and like took over the mountain from Thror, he was like sort of hit by one and it knocked a scale off. So
right.
He's got a baby bit of a weak point.
Right.
So the bard, who's, I guess, the descendant of the guy that lived in the town under the Lonely Mountain that first hit him,
right.
Has, like, the only other existing black arrow ever, I guess.
They only made two.
So he's got it. And He kills Smaug by jerry-rigging, like, the top half of a ballista, which is, like, his... So his bow broke, and he, like, tapes it together, and he uses his son to aim it.
Yeah.
And then it somehow had enough force from this broken bow to go deep enough in the dragon to kill him in this very specific spot while Smaug was flying at them breathing fire.
Magic.
I think it's too fantastical. I don't like it. Maybe I'm looking for too much logic in my fantasy series, but I wanted Smaug to live because he could have killed literally everyone and that was cool. But
he did kill a lot of people in that town.
Yeah, but not literally everyone. He could have killed all the orcs.
He killed like 99% of those people. He killed a lot.
He could have killed all the orcs, though. Or worked with them, and then Sauron would have won. That's also fantastic. But anywhoozle, yeah, Smaug dies. I think I spent longer talking about my issues with Smaug than Smaug was actually in this third movie. But yeah, he falls on the Master, which was really cool.
That was really good.
Master sucks. Then the rest of the movie is watching someone be crazy and then a bunch of fight scenes.
Fight from five armies. Who are the five armies? The
five armies are the humans, I guess. Sort of count as an army. The rest of the people from Lanktown. So that's mm-hmm. one. The elves, mm-hmm. led by Thranduil, who's come to get, like, diamonds he really cares about for some reason yeah. from the Lonely Mountain. We got the dwarves. I think they sort of, like, count. So there's Ironfoot, who's, like, a dwarf from somewhere else.
Isn't he, like, the cousin of Thorne?
Yeah, he's Thorne's cousin. He has his own, like, little army that
also,
comes.
Also, they ride, like, massive pigs and goats.
That was, yeah. They're a lot of fun. Dwarves, yeah. I wish there were more dwarves in Hobbit, or in Lord of the Rings stuff. I hope they're in the Amazon movie more, because they're really
Oh, the TV
neat.
Series they're doing?
Yeah. Sorry, TV series. Yeah, I think they're, like, fun to watch, because they have, like, war machines and stuff.
Yeah.
So they're super neat. And then there's like, two orc armies, which we'll get to. Because there's a one from Dol Guldur.
I don't know.
Guldur. No, Guldur. Guldur sounds right. I'm just talking gibberish to everyone I know. But yeah, and then there's the one from the north, which is from Angmar, which is where the Witch King of Angmar came from. So here's a little fun fact. You know the ring race from
the nine of them?
The first three movies, all nine. You know, we gave nine rings to men who were all doomed to die.
Yeah.
And die they did, and then they became ghosts first before ring race.
That's right.
So it's a little bit more magic believable. But yeah, they essentially, the ring race and the ghost of Sauron are behind everything in this movie.
Yeah.
And I think in the book. But I don't really remember.
I did the play and I don't remember most of this.
It was a good book. I would read it again. We had a bunch of fight scenes, a bunch of people die, bear comes out, bear guy. Forgot about bear guy.
Giant shapeshifter. He crushes people.
He killed how many people?
I think 100,000.
Maybe.
I think he ate them all.
He probably killed 100. I think he killed all the orcs coming from Angmar in the north. Because
he literally just devoured them and then took a big nap.
The movie just kind of ends.
Yeah. Like, they're like, oh, the bear and the eagles took care of it.
I was talking to Nicole, like, right after. I don't know why my voice cracked there. Like, I'm 12 again. But we were watching it, and it's like, all right, you know, like, elves want to get stuff from the mountain. Dwarves come to stop them. Then the first set of orcs show up. There's a bunch of fighting. They're outnumbered. Then more orcs come from the north. They're super... Okay, so the orcs, like, super outnumber everyone. And then, like, four eagles and bear guys show up. And then all the fighting's over. It's just over.
What's wrong with that?
It doesn't make any sense.
No, I know. But you're forgetting one of the most important parts. Our Lord and Savior Thorin dies.
Oh, yeah, oops. Yeah, three of the dwarves die.
Yeah, but the other ones aren't as important.
You don't care about Keeley, who had the super important love story?
Who were the other ones? So we got Keeley, who else died?
Feely, Keeley, who were brothers.
Okay.
They and Thorin all die trying to stop Azog, the Defiler.
I'm sad, but
I wasn't, like, heartbroken.
You weren't heartbroken enough to even mention him.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Rip. I guess, like, we didn't get enough of a backstory about them. They weren't fleshed out enough.
A whole love story for Keeley.
Yeah, but not Feely. Like, who was he? He was Feely. Yeah. He was Keeley's brother. That was what he was known. Like, there was just not enough there for me to be, like, emotional.
That's fair.
At least, like, with, like, Thorin or whatever his name is, like, you knew his backstory. You knew, like, the history. You felt, like, for him.
Yeah, you watch him go from, like...
he literally sacrificed himself to kill this guy, like, kill the orc Azog.
Yeah, which was pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah, Thorin spends most of the third movie just being gold crazy, and then he has a little redemption at the end, but yeah.
So I have a question for you as we wrap up the Hobbit trilogy. So with Lord of the Rings, you did not like the ending because it, like, took forever.
Yeah.
Did you like the ending where, like, we see Bilbo go back to his house and, like, all his stuff is for sale and, I thought that was funny.
I love the ending of this movie. A, it doesn't take 50 years like Return of the King. And B, Gandalf and Bilbo have a fun, cheeky little, like...
Gandalf, I know you have the ring.
Yeah, Gandalf's like, do not take me for a fool.
Yeah.
I know you have the ring. Yeah. I've been watching you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, don't use it lightly, which I thought was really fun. I don't know. I find all, like, the... between that and, like, Smaug's reference to it, I really like that sort of thing. It's like, what do you got there, chief?
All right, so my final question for you, Evan, is how would you rate Lord of the Rings trilogy on a scale from 1 to 5? How would you rate the Hobbit trilogy on a scale from 1 to 5?
You want me to rate both trilogies?
Like, trilogy as a as a totality, like, not individual movies.
Okay, so, like,
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you
take
go first.
Take the pressure off? All right. I would say Lord of the Rings, I would give it a 4.5 out of 5. And maybe Hobbit, I would say 3 out of 5.
I would give Lord of the Rings a 5 out of 5. I would give the Hobbit, I'm going to say 3.5 out of 5. It's not, I feel like I could rewatch it more. Especially as something in the background. I don't think you need to pay as much attention, but it's really fun.
I think one of the downfalls that maybe would have maybe liked it a little bit more is that there's already filler in it without the extended editions. So, like, if we had just watched the regular, it would have been, like, extended because they added stuff. But then with the extended cut on these, it was, like, extra filler. And to me, I was like, this is just too much. So I think if we had watched the regular, maybe I would have felt a little bit differently.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot. And then, like, as we talked about, the adding of Legolas sort of takes me out of it a lot.
But we got to see his backpack again.
Oh, it's not a backpack.
It's a backpack.
It's a quiver. It's a quiver.
I'm going to die on this hill.
I know.
But, Evan, would you like to tell our viewers what we are reviewing next?
Up next, I think I ate some bad sushi because I'm getting a... Parasite.
Yeah, we're watching it, people.
The movie, not the bodily worm.
Yeah, no, that's strange. So stay tuned for next week, and you might even see we have a guest.
Thanks for listening to our show. Make sure to like our Facebook page through our link in the show notes or by searching We Like to Say We're Experts on Facebook. See you next time.